lupwa nakali pasem no luzonga mumezo maika lange branch up what is sense kopa na bulo kutisika twali yolulumbi bonse bakipo kutisika
we have big big lives and we spend real large muza zonda muzale mateme huza so what big things are guando so we yes munga zikepo pali levo sorry by far
Kwati breni na ipopoka Semu ni mushala kubuteko na dipondoka Inevo I rap chabupe Na ivapo fly pando sipalupe Red hot Semu neti tofu Ndi mutakatifu Chef ni sikofu Probo kwe futwa liwa sinzira
Our FM We are the Sakas number one 91.3 FM
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Opposition ULP disputes government's medicine availability claims. Zombie CEO represents company at TICAD 9 in Japan. In international news, Botswana declares national public health emergency. And in sports news, Barbara Banda injury update, Orlando Pride star out for season.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Malenga. Opposition United Liberty Party ULP Vice President Chisala Kasakula has disputed government's claims that there is between 70 to 80% availability of medicines in health facilities across the country. Mr. Kasakula has questioned the criteria being used by government to determine the availability of medicines, noting that patients in Lusaka are still complaining of shortages. He assured Zambians that if voted into power next year, the ULP will ensure that medicine and medical supply chain institutions operate independently without interference or consultation from State House. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasakula acknowledged that while free education is a good initiative, its quality remains poor. He said a ULP government would work to improve the quality of free education by ensuring it is supported with adequate desks, teachers, and better services.
The patients were saying, we don't know what criteria this government is using to reach on 80-70% delivery of medicals in the health post. And that is not true. Because whenever the patients go to the clinics, they just, even Panadol, they prescribe for Panadol. And here the government is saying they have reached 90%. So what criteria? Because that message, that information is in public domain. That medicine in hospitals, we don't have medicine in hospitals. And when we come into office ourselves, we are going to ensure that these the bodies that look into medicine, they need to operate independently, minus consultation from State House.
In another development, Zombie Products PLC Chief Executive Officer Ms. Faith Mokutu represented the company at the 9th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, TICAD 9, held from 19th to 22nd August 2025 in Japan. Speaking during a high-level panel discussion on building sustainable agri-value chains, Ms. Mokutu said Africa's agriculture sector has the potential to transform economies and improve livelihoods if supported with the right investments. She pointed to Zambia's farm-to-fork model, which covers everything from farming and livestock production to processing and retail, as an example of how agribusiness can drive growth across the continent. The conference also heard that Africa imports food worth $65 billion every year, while more than 140 million people remain food insecure. Ms. Mokutu stressed the need to give farmers greater access to technology, financing and markets, while also praising Japan's private sector for its discipline, innovation and commitment to quality. In another development, Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMAZ, President Victor Kalesha has urged government to urgently provide stimulus packages for players in the mineral value chain to boost production and enhance revenue generation. Speaking in an interview with Power FM Copper Belt News Bureau, Mr. Kalesha said, while ongoing calls for value addition are a step in the right direction, there is a pressing need to address structural gaps that limit the effective implementation of empowerment initiatives, particularly in the gemstone industry, considering that the sector has the potential to become a significant source of national income if adequately supported. Mr. Kalesha stressed that increased support to the gemstone sector would help localize revenue streams and ultimately provide the country's economic outlook. He further called for consistent engagement with key stakeholders to ensure the long-term sustainability of Zambia's critical sectors.
Mr. To call stakeholders to come and discuss the reintroduction of value addition to our gemstones, especially emeralds. So to say that we had this same initiative under the UNEP government. There was Zambia Emeralds Limited that was doing value addition. So it was on the way stopped for reasons known by the governing bodies, but it was a well thought of move that we reintroduced the value addition to our emeralds so that we can maximize the benefits coming from the emerald sector. And if we are to contribute effectively to the economy, I think there is need that government took a step in trying to empower local Zambians that have been struggling for years in terms of lack of access to finance, lack of access to equipment, lack of access to proper geological information. That is the only way that the gemstone sector would really contribute effectively.
In a separate development, governance expert Samson Zulu has warned that Zambia's presidential pardon system could be abused because there are no clear rules on which crimes can be pardoned or how often pardons can be given. He explains that under Article 97 of the Constitution, the president has the power to pardon people on the advice of an advisory committee. Mr. Zulu added that the system is meant to serve the public, for example, by reducing prison overcrowding, showing mercy, or promoting national unity. He pointed to the 2011 release of Judge Ngoma and other convicted of abduction and assault, the 2021 pardons granted by former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, and the recent release of convicted sex offender Winston Kabinda, which caused public outrage and demands for accountability. Mr. Zulu added that this power can weaken the separation of powers because it allows the president to override court rulings. He suggested introducing judicial review of pardon so courts and the public can ensure the process is fair and truly benefits the nation.
I'm proposing that the pardoning should have limits. Limits in terms of who qualify? What kind of cases qualify for pardon? They should be unpardonable cases, and unlike the way the situation is right now. There is even no limit of how long one should serve their sentence before being considered for pardon. This pardoning also should be, there should be a provision in the Constitution where if a citizen or citizens are not happy with the way things have been done, they can challenge the same in the courts of law, unlike the way the situation is right now. So that indeed the separation of powers is not just something that we talk about.
In international news, Botswana has declared a public health emergency as it faces a shortage of essential medicines and medical equipment. President Duma Boko made the announcement in a televised address on Monday, setting out a multi-million dollar plan to rectify the supply chain involving military oversight. Managing the shortages would be highly price sensitive due to our limited coffers, he told the nation. The economy of Botswana, which has a population of 2.5 million, has been hit by a downturn in the international diamond market, as it is one of the world's leading diamond producers. This strain, further fueled by U.S. aid cuts, has seen high levels of unemployment and poverty, according to media reports. Still in international news, it's been more than 3 months since Foru Ginabe has begun his term as president of Togo, but so far, no new ministers have been named. The delay follows a major constitutional reform that scrapped presidential elections and shifted the country to a parliamentary system. The opposition calls it a power Grub, designed to let Ganesibe in office since 2005, stay in power indefinitely. For now, the outgoing government